morning, boys. Do we have any prayer requests today? Let us go. Dad, my Father, thank you so very much for all that you have done. Listening to each and every one of us as we speak today and learn and get guidance from you. Thank you for all that you have done for us and continue to do. Look after my own Stephen as they need to be looked at and brought back to you. Continue to look after everybody in the world and bring them to us so that we can help them, guide them, and teach them this. Continue to look after and bless each and every one of us here today and for the days that He gives us in this precious week. In your son's name, on that day came first Seas Day Queen Esther, the house of Haman, the enemy of the Jews. And Mordecai came before the king, for Esther had told how he was related to her. So the king took off his signet ring, which he had taken from Haman, and gave it to Mordecai. And Esther appointed Mordecai over the house of Haman. Now Esther spoke again to the king, falling down at his feet, and imploring him with tears to contract the evil of Haman, the adversary. And the shame which he had devised against the Jews. And the king held out the golden scepter towards Esther. So Esther rose and stood before the king and said, "If it pleases the king, and if I have found favor in the sight of the king, in sight, and the things seem right to the king, and I am pleasing in his eyes, let it be written to revoke and letters devised by Haman, the son of Hammedatha and the Agarite, which he wrote to annihilate the Jews who are in all the king's provinces. For how can I endure to see the evil that will come to my people? Or how can I endure to see the destruction of my country?" Then King Assur said to Queen Esther and Mordecai the Jew, "Indeed, I have given Esther the house of Haman, and they have hanged him on the gallows because he tried to lay his hand on Jews. For yourself, write a decree concerning the Jews as you please in the king's name and seal it with the king's signet ring. For whatever is written in the king's name and sealed with the king's signet ring, no one can revoke." So the ten scribes were called at that time in the third month, which is the month of Sivan, on the 23rd day, and it was written according to all that Malachi commanded to the Jews, to the straps, the governors, and the princes of the provinces from India to Ethiopia, 127 provinces in all, to everyone province in their own script, to every people in their own language, and to the Jews in their own script and language. And he wrote in the name of King Xerxes, sealed it with the king's ring, signet ring, and sent the letters by couriers on horseback, riding on royal horses bred from swift steeds. But by these letters, the king permitted the Jews who were in every city to gather together and protect their lives, to destroy, kill, and annihilate all the forces of any people or province that would assault them, both little children and women, and to plunder their possessions. On one day, in all the provinces, the king Xerxes, on the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month of Adar, a copy of the document was to be issued as a decree in every province and published for all people, so that the Jews would be ready on that day to avenge themselves on their enemies. The couriers who rode on royal horses went out hastily and pressed on by king's command, and the decree was issued in Shushan, the citadel. So Mordecai went out from the presence of the king in royal apparel of blue and white, with a great crown of gold, and in garments of fine linen and purple. And the city of Shushan rejoiced and was glad. The Jews had light and gladness, joy and honor, and in every province and city where the king's command and decree came. The Jews had come in gladness and feast, a holiday. Then many of the people of the land became Jews because of the fear of the Jews fell upon them. A couple of things that came out that I thought was very interesting is simply as that Mordecai, because he would not bow down to Haman, was actually rewarded in the end by the Lord. He turned around and stood his ground for what the Lord instructed us to do, not to bow down to anyone. And he stood up for that. And he was rewarded in the end with having all of Haman's possessions. So the Lord takes good care of us. In that way, when we stand up for what he feels. I'd also like to say that in verse 13, in the Septuagint, is the actual letter. So if your fathers have that, I would ask that you all to read that. It was very long, but it was very informative. It had a lot of things in it that is not in the King James Version. And another thing is, as you live a bright light for Christ, people will see that, and that they will see good examples, and will bring to the, you can bring them to the Lord by your examples of being good Christians, as your fathers and brethren go out and street preach. we go out street preach to get people to open their ears and open their eyes so they can see everything that we see, and that we can teach them and give them guidance in what needs to be done, and so that they can become good Christians and be blessed as well. Are there any questions? Okay, what is your verse from there?
Thank you. Blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble.
Luke 11:41. But rather give alms of such things as ye have, and behold, all things are clean unto you.
Matthew 6:2-3. So when you give to the poor, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be honored by men. Truly I say to you that they never are full. But when you give to the poor, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving will be in secret, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you.
For next week, we're going to look at verses on honoring the Lord, Malachi honoring, or the blessings that you can get by honoring.